Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, in for Joe Donahue. This June, the award-winning Empire State Youth Orchestra is celebrating 10 years under the direction of Helen Chapio, performing in Ozawa Hall at Tanglewood, and embarking on an incredibly exciting Asian tour. Helen Chapio is here now to tell us more about each of these adventures. Welcome back to the Roundtable, Helen.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, Sarah.
It's nice to see you.
Same.
Let's go in chronological order.
Okay.
The celebration of your 10 years. Congratulations.
Wow, that's really hard to believe. The staff was telling me about it, and I said, no, I don't think it's 10 years yet. You know, time flies when you're having so much fun. And I do look back and, yeah, you know, I remember counting the miles, you know, traveling from New Jersey because that's where I live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's what an incredible journey it's been with SEO.
And there is a concert particularly to celebrate that.
Yeah, and there is an event, I believe, that the board is hosting the Saturday before, but we're going to be in Ozawa Hall on June 3rd, Sunday at 4 o'clock, and we're going to be joined by the Repertory Orchestra, directed by David Beck. And so two full orchestras, just so exciting, about 180 students, you know, making most incredible music. If you are around, we really urge you to come out and support them, but also have a wonderful afternoon of music by young people.
What works are being performed that day?
Well, we're going to be performing, the youth orchestra will be performing four pieces that we'll be taking on our Asian tour. So we're going to do pieces that are written by Asian American composers, Peng Peng Gong, who's a 19-year-old Juilliard student of composition and piano, and we're playing a movement from his second symphony called Concert Allegro. And then also Korean American composer from New York, Ji Young Kim's piece called Heroes, which was an award-winning piece when 2002, what is that, the soccer, you know, the Asian soccer tournament was the World Cup.
That's right.
How could I even mess that up?
That's okay.
Her piece called Heroes won that award, and so we'll be playing that, and she will be there. And also we're going to be playing a piece, Korean folk song variation by Chance, which is a beautiful arrangement of this beloved folk tune by Korean culture. And also to the grand finale is, of course, we have to play something romantic to take on our road to China and Korea, and we'll be playing Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, Reformation. But the concert will be opened by the Repertory Orchestra with something really fun, you know, suite from Lawrence of Arabia.
Right,
you'll hear some of the familiar tunes that you all love, and then also an arrangement of the last movement of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5, all conducted by David Beck.
That sounds like a fantastic afternoon of music.
Yes.
And then June 29th through July 12th, you are going on tour.
We are going on tour. Here we come.
Tell us how this came about, how
it
started.
I think it's about 3 years ago when I met this wonderful gentleman from Korea named Dr. Kim. And he is a philosopher. He's a theologian. He is, you know, essentially an historian, but he is part of the World Expo 2012 committee, which is happening down South Korea in the city of Yeosu. And I just happened to run into him at a conference down in Atlanta, Georgia. And to make the long story short, he extended an invitation to have Empire State Youth Orchestra possibly come and play. Well, when SEO was talking about going on a tour, just about every 4 years, so we had finished our tour in 2008 to Europe. And so we said, how about going to China and Korea, make a trip much bigger? And so we did, and we have a wonderful group of people, and in the office and with the parents and, you know, volunteers and staff working really hard for the past year and a half trying making this happen.
I can only imagine. How many students are going?
We have about 90 musicians and 10 chaperones and 20 travel friends, so altogether 120.
And you'll be gone, as we said, from the 29th through the 12th. Tell us more about the itinerary, where exactly you're going, where you're performing.
We're going to be starting in China. So we fly into Beijing, and we will be playing at the Beijing Cultural Hall, which is a government-run hall. So we have to get a non-paid performer's visa to travel rather than a regular tourist visa. So it's kind of an honor to be playing in that hall. And then we will be going 2 days later to Shanghai, and we'll be playing at that famed concert hall of the Shanghai Oriental Arts Center, often known as SHOAC. And that's the 4th of July, and we'll be playing some American music, Asian American and Chinese music, celebrating 4th of July in Shanghai by an American youth orchestra. I think that's really fabulous. And then we fly down to Seoul, Korea, and we'll be going straight to Expo. And on Saturday the 7th, we'll playing at the Expo's new hall. And then the day after, we get to spend 2 days in the Expo area, not right at the Expo, but there is there's a bit of a history to tell. And, you know, I can tell you that a little bit after I tell you the rest of the itinerary.
That sounds great.
So we'll be playing at this hospital that was founded by missionaries and a martyr, who's very famous, a Korean minister, Reverend Son. And this hospital mainly was built for Hansen's disease patients, about 100 years ago. And the day after that, we will be traveling about an hour to an island off of coast of South Korea called Sorok Island, which means small deer island. And this was a colony of leopards. And there are still some residents there. And so we'll be bringing live music to them. And so after a three-day stay in Yeosu, we'll be flying back to Seoul to do a benefit concert at this wonderful concert hall called Seongnam Arts Center. And the benefit concert will benefit the island of Sorok, where they are building an historical museum. So all of our concert tickets and everything will go toward that effort. And then the grand finale, in my opinion, the day before we leave to come back home, as you may know, there's a huge U.S. Army base right in the center of Seoul. And we will be going into Yongsan, that's the region and the name of the army base, to give an outdoor concert for the troops and the families to continue the celebration of 4th of July, we hope. And that ends our tour, and then maybe a little bit of touristy things to see and do some cultural studies and then fly right back.
I cannot imagine all of the work that had to go into organizing to make sure all of the people going with you, all of the students, had their passports and the appropriate visas.
Well, that's still going on.
I'm sure. You don't have to do all of that detail
work. Of course not. I think I really have the best job. You know, we have a wonderful tour manager, Beth Antonio. She's a board member, and she's been a music teacher all her life. And so she knows from the concert stage all the way to, you know, how to fill out a Chinese visa form. And she's been just an engine, kind of getting us going and making sure that we're on the page. We have a tour company that we have hired called ACFIA. They are an international group. And so they are very used to doing this, except it is all new for them and for all of us to travel to Korea. There hasn't even been an American youth orchestra who has traveled to Korea, which is really fascinating. And so we are kind of the trailblazers. And I think that makes it really difficult, at the same time, most exciting.
What are the students most excited about?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, they are obviously excited to play in these great concert halls in China and to climb the Great Wall of China.
Sure.
But when we talk about it, a lot of the students are really excited about going to this island. And we've had a couple cultural sessions where Dr. Kim himself came from Korea to give us a lecture about the history of how Sorok Island came to be. And it was about 100 years ago when Korea was occupied by Japan. Japanese government, one of the first things that they did when they came into the country was to take the people from their families who had leprosy. Now it's called Hansen's disease, because they were afraid that it was going to become an epidemic. And they were forced to leave their homes and go onto this island. About 10 years ago, there was a bridge that was built, so now you can drive into the island. But before that, it was almost like, once you go there, you cannot leave. It's a very sad part of the history, Korean history, but it's amazing how when I visited 3 summers ago, there are still about 600-700 residents who are now in their 70s and 80s. Many of them were born there, too. And if you weren't affected by the disease, then you were separated from the island. You were taken away from your parents with Hansen's disease, and you were taken away. Uh-huh. So there are some reversal stories as well, and many books are coming out. But you know, this one student in an interview said, you know, I think that would be the most exciting place for me to play, because just for that little moment that we play this beautiful music for them, I just wish and hope that they would forget all the hurt and all the difficulties that they went through. And I just, you know, you just have to tear up when you hear
it's a beautiful sentiment.
A 16, 17-year-old student who's, you know, aspiration is to really do something good with music and the gift. And they're going to have the chance to do that.
To learn more about all of the goings-on with the Empire State Youth Orchestra, visit SEO.org. That's ESYO.org. Or you can call 518-382-7581. The phone number again, 518-382-7581. Helen, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on 10 years.
Yeah, thank you.
Bon voyage.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.